from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Iran confirming overnight that it fired its air defenses to protect a major base and nuclear site near the central city of Isfahan. The strike believed to be retaliation for Tehran's drone assault on Israel last weekend. ABC's Tom Sufi-Burge is in Israel with the latest.
So the stakes are incredibly high. Within the last 24 hours, Iranian officials have been warning, saying they've got the finger on the trigger and that they've identified Israeli nuclear sites as potential targets of how they might respond. But the massive caveat right now is that the Iranian media are playing this down. They seem to be de-escalating with their rhetoric. And I think right now that is a very, very important point.
Police in New York breaking up pro-Palestinian protests on the campus of Columbia University. More than 100 people were arrested. This student saying,
I think the only thing that ever works to force people in power to change their behavior is protest.
The activists say they want Columbia to divest from corporations that work with the Israeli government. Despite opposition from hardline conservatives, the House Rules Committee has advanced Speaker Mike Johnson's four foreign aid bills, including aid to Israel, sending the measure to the House floor for a vote this weekend. The jury has now been seated in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial.
On the jury, two lawyers, a physical therapist, a security engineer, an investment banker, a man who works for an eyewear company. As for the jury foreman, he works in sales and said he gets his news from the New York Times and watches Fox News and MSNBC. And juror number 11, with a former president looking on, she told the court, I don't like his persona. He is just very selfish and self-serving, but she pledged to be fair.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. Now they begin to pick five alternates. Opening statements could begin on Monday. Tomorrow marks 25 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School. There will be a vigil today to remember the 12 students and one teacher killed April 20th, 1999. You're listening to ABC News. The FAA says it will investigate a near miss between airplanes at Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. One air traffic controller cleared a JetBlue flight to take off just moments after a different air traffic controller had cleared a Southwest plane to cross over that same runway.
This was a very serious situation because there was almost no margin for any further error.
That's retired commercial pilot and ABC News aviation contributor John Nance. The plane stopped just 400 feet from one another. Authorities in Ohio have released body cam video of the aftermath and the fatal shooting of an Uber driver who investigators believe was the victim of a scam. Here's ABC's Alex Perez.
81-year-old William Brock, seen moments after he shot 61-year-old Lolitha Hall, telling Clark County deputies he had received a call from someone demanding $12,000 for bail money for a relative of his. It was a scam.
This guy trying to say he had a nephew in jail.
Authorities believe the same scammers targeted the Uber driver through the app, hiring her to pick up a package from Brock's home without telling her what they told him. The homeowner prevents her from leaving, shooting her three times, then calling 911.
Big drop in existing home sales, down more than 4% in March compared to February, biggest decline since 2022. One reason may be mortgage rates, which have surged over 7% for the first time this year. That is the highest level since 2023. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.